La 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 la, la 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 la.
Sounds like I have a profession, don't it?
I don't. Lovely sound. Don't know what to do with it, though. Like, man, I don't sing. I barely talk half the time. Too much. Too much, young fellow. Let's turn our attention to the opposite sex, the fair sex, the ever-loving women of this country who've done so much for all of us. Mom, who gave us Mary. I'll get to Mom. But first, let's get to her daughter, Mary. Yes, Mary was a proper girl with a pimple on the left side of her nose. Like the others, she could do a lot nicely, but nothing well. Now, Mary dreamed of marrying a millionaire, as do all good American girls. And like too many who have been unduly influenced by their mothers, was keeping herself pure until then. Now, one night, as Mary was listening to Dick Clark, she had a vision. A creature in red appeared to her and stretched out its long arms, if that's what they were, and said to her, "Be not afraid. I bring you news of great joy. You shall bear a son, and he shall be called..." She opened her eyes, and there was Dick's smiling, insipid face. And in the background, Conway Twitty. Mary sort of laughed. But a month later, she had stopped laughing. Now, sure, she had done some heavy petting, but not that. But who would believe her? Who would believe that this was the second coming? I mean, you can't go blaming those things on God. He just don't go around sleeping with everyone, man. We all know that. Now, Mary was a good, average Protestant American. So she had an abortion and lived happily ever after.